I'm Meghna Chakrabarty in for Robin Young. It's Here and Now. As we continue to watch the health of former South African President Nelson Mandela, we're also remembering a key moment from his life. On July 11th, 1963, police raided a farm near Johannesburg and arrested leaders of the African National Congress. Mandela was already in prison, but evidence police seized in that raid led to his life sentence. The BBC's Mike Wooldridge reports.
It was on a crisp winter's afternoon here 50 years ago that a dry cleaning van drove into the gates of Lily's Leaf. What happened next had a profound impact on the course of events in South Africa since then. The police used the dry cleaning van as cover to carry out their raid, in which they seized the top layer of the leadership of the ANC and its military wing, Umkhonto we Sizwe, or MK, and dealt a severe blow to those in the movement who were aiming to overthrow the apartheid state by force. Today, visitors to the restored Lily's Leaf farm can hear the only surviving police officer from the elite squad that staged the raid describe it as an event that changed the course of South African history. When the police burst into this thatch-roofed room, three of the ANC leaders attempted to jump out of a window, but they were caught. One of them was Ahmed Kathrada.
To say we were surprised is an understatement, because we were so comfortable. One of the rules of the underground is you don't return to where you've stayed. But because of the shortage of venues, it was decided that we must come back for the last time.
The police also didn't expect to stumble across the blueprint for Operation Mayibuye. Little wonder, one of the officers said, we've hit the jackpot. Another of those arrested was Dennis Goldberg, a white engineer working in the logistics wing of Umkhonto we Sizwe.
It was an ambitious plan to put 7,000 men in the field. I don't know how we would have fed them and clothed them and nourished them. But it was a concept of how we would begin an uprising against the armed might of the apartheid state.
Dennis Goldberg had in his pocket notes to remind him where they could buy castings and chemicals to make explosive devices. He ran towards the toilet to try to dispose of the notes, but the police grabbed him before he could do so. Another of the white members of the group was Bob Heppel, a lawyer. He says the impact of the raid was immediately clear.
It was a turning point because it crushed the nascent liberation movement, beginning an armed struggle. It crushed it for many years, and it took a long time for them to regroup.
Everybody knows Mandela was in jail for over 20 years, but people don't realize why he was in jail. And it all leads back to, of course, Lily's Leaf, the raid, and then the subsequent Rivonia trial.
Joe Butendach conducts tours of Lily's Leaf Farm and did a master's degree on its restoration.
I think it was a space of debate and freedom. You know, in the rest of South Africa, you couldn't sit together as different races. And so by having this space where you could all sit in a lounge and actually have a debate and a conversation, a lot of these guys were great thinkers, they were lawyers. And what they wanted to discuss, I'm sure, is these theories and thoughts about what South Africa should be.
Nelson Mandela was already in prison at the time of the Lily's Leaf raid, but the authorities now had the evidence to put him, as well as the arrested leaders, on trial, facing potential death sentences and, in the end, their long imprisonment. Behind bars, but their movement not out of sight.
Although, in a sense, it was a failed revolution at the time, it was the spark that lit the flame.
That report from the BBC's Mike Wooldridge in South Africa. There's more to come here and now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery and engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.